That's the Ontario duo Digging Roots from their debut album Seeds, Rebel. And before that was Don Ross from his new album Live in Your Head and Robot Monster, recorded live at The Rogue last February. And it's on the brand new album on Candy Rat Records. Don Ross in town next Sunday, the 5th of November, at 8 o'clock at the St. James Hall again, with Michael Mannering, who started that set with the bass piece called One Mo' Thing. Michael Mannering and Don Ross, it's going to be a pretty funky night, I think. You're listening to The Edge on Folk on CITR FM 101.9 in Vancouver. My name is Steve Edge, and the number here is 604-822-2487. Lots of stuff going on around town at the moment, including Amy Goodman speaking tonight in the Vancouver Public Library, presented by CITR and CJSF and Co-op Radio as well, and talking about Democracy Now, 8 o'clock tonight. As if you don't want to go see Chris Smither, who's at the Capilano College Theatre this evening. And that's going to be one heck of a good show, I promise you that. I'm going to play some French-Canadian music now. This is Nicolas Boularis and Olivier Demers, two members of Le Vent du Nord. They've just released an album, Un peu d'ici, un peu de ça. A little bit of this, a little bit of that. On Arrière, the Chez ma tante. And we'll follow them with Claude Meite, a fine Quebecois fiddler. And his new CD is called Le Mon Confesseur. And we'll have Les Chants Valons from Claude Meite. And then we'll have some Spanish music played by a couple of Irish musicians, Donal O'Connor and John McSherry, from their album Trip Switch. Some music from Galicia. So, here's Nicolas Boularis and Olivier Demers from their new album, Un peu d'ici, un peu de ça, on CITR 101.9 FM, The Saturday Edge, on Folk.
Les Hollandais l'ont pris, les Hollandais l'ont pris. Mon jardin joli.
album Tripswitch on Compass Records. Donald O'Connor on fiddle. John McSherry on pipes. John's brother Patrick on guitar. Paul on guitar. Paul McSherry. Yeah, that was the Chorado de Bechimwaye and Corrido de Encina from the Tripswitch CD, a brand new CD on Compass Records. Nice stuff. And also in there we heard some French-Canadian music from Nicolas Boularis and Olivier Demers from the album Un Petit Ci, Un Petit Ça, En Arrière de Chez Ma Tante, and from the album Le Mon Confesseur, Claude Maité, Les Champs Vallons, and La Pointe Platon. And those two albums both on the record label Rue et Archer from Quebec. I hope you're enjoying listening to the Edge on Folk here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, 101.9 on cable as well, www.citr.ca, live on the internet, and streaming podcasts on the internet as well will be available. And yeah, you can click on CITR's website, go to podcasts and look for your favourite show and just click on there and see what podcasts are available. We're making one at the moment of this show, The Edge on Folk, with me, Steve Edge, and I'll be with you till 12 noon today. 604-822-2487. Hope you're having a good weekend. Having a good lie-in. You've probably earned it, right? Next weekend, on Friday night, James Keelahan is back in town. It's been nearly 2 years since he was last here. He did play the Folk Festival in the summer, but the last concert was very close to 2 years ago. He's bringing Hugh McMillan to play bass and mandolin with him, and James, really fine guitar player and wonderful singer, and on fiddle, Jamie RT, excellent young fiddler, originally from the Kootenays, lives on Salt Spring Island these days, and she'll be doing an album launch later on this year as well, so look out for her. And next Friday at the Capilano College Theatre, James Keelahan Trio. James has a new album, it's called A Few Simple Verses. This is James going back to his roots, some of the songs that he learned from his dad and other influences as he was growing up. A lot of traditional music and a lot of contemporary music written in a, you know, in a traditional style. It's a beautiful album on Jericho Beach Records. James Keelahan, we'll have a song from that in a minute. We're going to start with one of his a song from one of his other albums anyway, from the album Road. This is a song called Pillow, and we'll follow that with the Harvest Train from A Few Simple Verses. James Keelahan in town next Friday night at the Capilano College Theatre. You can get tickets by calling the Rogue Hotline 604-736-3022 or go to the Rogue website at www.roguefolk.bc.ca. There's James Keelahan. Pillow.
chairs are folded away, placed into drawers at the end of the day, while mine are all scattered in various heaps that lie awake, nagging and keep me from sleeping. Beside me, lay love and linger. You can hide me. Your breath, a soft rhythm, can hypnotize me. A warm summer breeze that meanders inside me. Come lay your head down on the pillow. exploded, fire rained down. Some refinery in Jersey burned to the ground. Call me superstitious, I called it a sign. I packed up the bed, headed out for the mine. I wandered for months, it was gorgeous, but somehow I didn't know what I was trying to find. Last days of summer found me crossing the border. I was feeling quite lonely, quite out of my mind. I stopped in Regina, my spirits were low. If I didn't do something, I was bound to explode. If I was gonna keep traveling, I needed a date. Rode the van to a stop at the SPCA. There you sat curled up back in the corner, face like a bandit, and icy blue eyes. They opened the gate, casually strolled out of the kennel and into my life. So it was that Sinatra and I went a-rolling. Yeah, that's what I called him, because of his eyes. Turns out as well, he's a pretty good singer, though he tends more to blues than to strangers at night. Oh, blue eyes beside me, we kept heading north. Near White Horse, the van finally gave up the ghost. Caught a job at a cafe, Sinatra baked scraps, saving our money, spark plugs and maps. Oh, some nights we've both got cabin fever, we'll go for a walk, old Sinatra and I. His nose in the ground, sniffing out possibilities, me looking up to the dome of the sky. I'd ask him to say, pay me no mind, he'll do it his way, and I'll do it mine. That's why I like him, what's more, that's why I think there's a future for Sinatra and I.
James Keelahan there, Sinatra and I. Oh, wonderful. That's for the sentimental ones amongst you there. Lovely. James Keelahan from the album Home. Sinatra and I on Jericho Beach Records. And from his latest album, A Few Simple Verses, a song called Harvest Train. And we started off with Pillow from the album Road. And James Keelahan will be home in Vancouver off the road next Friday night, 3rd of November at 8 o'clock at the Capilano College Theatre, playing with Hugh McMillan from Spirit of the West and Jamie RT on the fiddle. And we're going to have another song from Keelahan, and then we're going to change things a little bit. Some fiddle music from a very fine young fiddler from Boston called Hanneke Cassell, who's going to be in town on the 9th of November at the Gallery O at 5th and Pine, 2060 Pine Street, on November the 9th, Hanneke Cassell, one of the three fiddlers in a great band called Halali, which also features Laura Cortese and Lissa Schneckenberger. So Hanneke Cassell going to be playing in a trio, and with cello and guitar. It should be rather tasty, huh? And also in this next set, you're going to hear the Gruff. They're from Victoria, three young women from Victoria. They have a second album coming out very soon. They're going to be in town on the 17th of November and opening for a band called Headwater at a mysterious venue, apparently called The Chapel. I don't know where that is. and neither does anybody else that I've spoken to. So if you know anything about this venue called the Chapel, let me know. 604-822-2487, because I can't find it. So I have a song from The Gruff, who are produced by Adrian Dolan of The Bills. We played some music from The Bills earlier on. And a Scottish singer called Emily Smith. She's got a couple of CDs out. Beautiful voice and a fine musician as well. So all sorts of good stuff in this set. We're going to start off with James Keelahan from the new album A Few Simple Verses on Jericho Beach Records. This is a song that comes from Sussex in England, from the Copper family. And it's a great song. It's another one for them sentimentalists out there. But it's also got a little bit of a Halloween sort of connotation. So don't despair yet, because this has got ghosts in it. It's got all sorts of weird transformations and good things like that in it. It's a beautiful song called The Constant Lovers. And James Keelahan's got one of those real nice maple syrup voices that some of the best Canadian singers have. And Keelahan is currently the best one around at the minute. So go and see him next Friday night. You can get tickets on the Rogue Hotline, 604-736-3022. And also at the Cap College Theatre, you can get them. So if you go see Chris Smither tonight, you can buy your tickets either from the Rogue table or from the Cap box office, depending on who's got the best seats. So maybe we'll see you tonight at the Chris Smither gig, and next Friday with Keelahan. Here he is, The Constant Lovers.
Made a great leap from the cliffs that were high. the billows so deep, crying rocks of the ocean shall make me bed, and ships of the sea shall sail over my six bells they appear when the moon it is full and the sky is clear. These two constant lovers with all their young charms roll over and over in each other's arms, crying,
but a soldier I'm new. I courted lovely Molly as I followed the blue. I courted lovely Molly at the age of 16, but it's new. I'm a leaver for to save James Mike.
Songs, if there's any Mollies out there. That's Emily Smith, Molly, Lovely Molly, from her album A Day Like Today. And The Gruff before that with Handsome Molly from their untitled as yet second album, soon to be released, The Gruff from Victoria. And Hanneke Cassell from Boston from her debut CD Silver, a lovely tune called Jasmine Flower. And we started off with James Keelahan, The Constant Lovers, from his latest album, A Few Simple Verses, on Jericho Beach Records. Keelahan in town next Friday night. Hanneke Cassell is going to be in town on the 9th of November at the Gallery O at 2060 Pine Street. And The Gruff playing at the mysterious venue, The Chapel, on the 17th of November. And Keelahan's playing at the Capilano College Theatre next Friday. You're listening to the Saturday Edge on CITR FM 101.9 in Vancouver, www.citr.ca, podcasting as well. And speaking of podcasts, if you're looking for some Halloween songs, there's a Rogue Folk Club 13 Songs for Halloween podcast just put up there. I made it last night. Thanks to Raymond Varge for putting it up on the website today. And 13 songs for Halloween. Some spooky stuff. Hope you enjoy it. Go to the Rogue Folk Club website, www.roguefolk.bc.ca, and you can download those songs, and you've got a ready-made playlist for your Halloween party. Turn the lights off. Just get a candle flickering. And when the trick-or-treaters come around, you can see what the music makes you do, whether you trick or treat. Well, that's just a suggestion, you know. Anyway, it's on the Rogue website. Some good stuff on there. Hope you enjoy that. And if we get time, if I don't keep talking, I might be able to squeeze in a Halloween song here. But anyway, this is a song from Scotland, but done by a second-generation Scotsman. His dad was Scottish. This is Richard Thompson, and it's from the Rogues Gallery double CD, put together by, amongst others, Johnny Depp of the Pirates of the Caribbean, They had a bunch of recording sessions in different parts of the world, and one of them featured Richard Thompson on this one. It's a great traditional song from Scotland, and I'll dedicate it to what's his name, Murdo McKenzie, I think his name was. He was a job consultant somewhere in my sort of ancient history, but he did request this song on the show a long time ago, about 20 years ago. I've been doing this show for a long time. And this is The Road to Mingalay, and this is Richard Thompson's version thereof. And it's on that double CD, Rogues Gallery, which has got some very interesting stuff on it. Definitely some Halloween music on it as well. And here's a good one from Richard. Oh, Tricky Dicky, as we don't call him.
Morning. We had moved. In Australia at last, but I heartily wish I was back again. Me money is running out fast, or else I'd be off in a crack again. Since the day I left home to come here, misfortune has always attended me. And if I stay longer, I fear this country will soon put an end to me. At first I thought all was serene, the folks out here nothing to know at all. I fancied they seemed rather queer, and neither could gas nor could blow at all. Alas, I found out my mistake, they proved to be most artful dodgers. I found they were all wide awake and regular downy old codgers. I'd scarcely set foot in the place from the ship I'd been barely an hour off. Then right before my own face, some thieves with my boxes did scour off. I loudly called out for the police, at length appeared one Sergeant Newcomb. I told him they'd stole my valise, that's hardly the warmest of welcomes. I joined with two chaps that I met who were very good hands at gold digging. But old habits they could not forget, and I caught them up one day a-prigging. That opened my eyes to the game, although I said nothing about it. And yet I must own 'twas a shame, and what honest person will doubt it? When we'd been on the diggings a week, we put down a 20-foot chaser. Provisions were dear in the creek, and my tin was run out in a tricer. And seeing my money all spent, perhaps you may doubt my sad story. They sold both my tools and my tent and left me alone in my glory. And now as they bolted away to wind up the whole of the matter, no longer up here will I stay, because I am now but a hatter. Every man has imposed upon me, so all of you emigrants be advised. Do nothing rash, do you see, until you've been thoroughly colonized.
Battlefield Band featuring their new singer Sean O'Donnell, out in Australia at last from the new album The Road of Tears on Temple Records. They're going to be in town on the 23rd of November at the St. James Hall. Battlefield Band, Forward with Scotland's Past. Before that was Shawmal from Shetland. Their third album is called Turning Tide. It's brand new, it's on Green Tracks Records, and from it we heard a song called Black Water. And another Scottish song in there from Richard Thompson from the Rogues Gallery double CD, The Mingalay Boat Song. Well, about half an hour left to go on the Edge on Folk this week. And, a couple of things to mention about this weekend. This afternoon at 2 o'clock at the Vancouver East Cultural Centre, 1895 Venables Street, Rick Scott is doing his annual Down Syndrome Awareness Benefit Concert. And he's got an album of lullabies, which is rather an interesting idea. As he wrote on the album cover, he says, how does one tour a lullaby album? It's an album called Snooze Music. And he's joined on this concert and on the album by a singer called Andrea Lurer. And we can have a song from that called Three Ships. And there's a brand new CD from Tanglefoot. The hairy men of Ontario have been joined by a long-haired woman as well these days. A brand new CD is called Dance Like Flames. It's on Borealis Records, just arrived at Rogue Towers 2 days ago. And another new release from a Canadian band, Fraser Union, and they're going to be part of the big Phil Thomas tribute night on the 12th of November at the St. James Hall. So I'll have all those three, but we're going to kick this set off with some pipe tunes from Battlefield Band. And this is the Highlanders' Farewell to Ireland, and then Farewell to Ireland. and then Put Me Down in the Big Chest. It's Battlefield Band again from the Road to Tears CD on CITR. We'll be right back.
ships are sailing, carry me back home. On the first ship they were singing, singing, singing. On the first ship they were singing, carry me back home. On the second ship they were laughing, laughing, laughing. On the second ship they were laughing, carry me back home.
To the school marms and the drunks, the swaggering gamblers, the men on the trap lines. I've quoted scripture to a grizzly more than once. I make the rounds. On Thursdays it's the ladies for small talk and Darjeeling tea, served up on silver and a ray of fine cheeses. Society's bishop, that's me.
Bishop, with your voice like a cello, tell us once again what it's like to be a man. Hungry, lost and alone, yearning for the comforts of home, yearning for the pleasures
of home. Crumpets in hand, I begin to regale how I once lost my way in a winter's gale. Pretty faces like saucers surround me, intent on my sorrowful tale. Socked in for days, big storm on the trap line, and supplies looking rather spare. A couple of crusts, a twist of tobacco, not a squirrel to be had, not a hair. My sealskin boots and the rawhide laces were starting to look rather good to me. I scraped them, I boiled them, I stewed them for hours. Dear Bishop, to the ladies, more tea.
Oh, Bishop, with your voice like a cello,
perhaps just half a cup.
Tell us once again what it's like to be.
dancing in the best of circles. Moist leather has its appeal. Vigorous thrills for Victorian damsels. Boot soup makes a wonderful meal.
Oh, Bishop, with your voice like a cello.
Out in these wild woods of beer. if ever you come walking up, tell this aching heart of mine. So out in these wild woods I've been gathering flowers just to wave around your brow, but for so long you have kept me waiting. Tell the flowers are withered and gone.
Where's that lovely mournful song? That's Dyad, Gathering Flowers, from the album No Peddlers or Preachers. It's a Vancouver band, of course, Dyad, wonderful stuff. The Ducks before that, Out of the Rain, from their latest album, brand new on Sugar Hill Records. The album's called Migrations. The Ducks are going to be in town on the 13th of December. Tanglefoot before that, from their brand new CD, Dance Like Flames, on Borealis Records. Boot Soup, true story. And Rick Scott and Andrea Lurie in there with the... Three Ships from Snooze Music. You can catch Rick Scott and Andrea Lurie at the Vancouver East Cultural Centre this afternoon at 2 o'clock. And Battlefield Band started that set with the Highlanders' Farewell to Ireland, Farewell to Ireland, and Put Me Away in the Big Chest, featuring Alistair White, the great fiddler in the band. Battlefield Band, from their latest album, The Road of Tears, are going to be in town on the 23rd of November. Strange things going on south of the border these days. There's all sorts of stuff. They've been denying a visa to Les Barker. Not so much because they think he's going to undermine the Constitution, but it's just that it seems that to get a work permit to go into the States these days, you have to bribe them with $1,000 to move up the ladder so that it doesn't take 6 months to process it. And this is true. This is true. I'm not making this up. That is the way that it works. It's essentially a bribe. And they're also doing really weird things, like, as Tom Russell tells you in this song, they want to build a wall between Texas and Mexico. It's not particularly practical, as Tom will explain. Tom Russell's in town next Saturday night, and it's going to be at the Cap College Theatre with the Cowboy Train, and he's got a brand new EP. It's called The Immigrant Suite, and from it is a song called Who's Going to Build Your Wall? This is Tom Russell on CITR. You can catch him next week, the 4th of November, at the Capilano College Theatre, 604-990-7810, if you want to go see Tom. Lots of other good people on the bill: Wiley in the Wild West, Sourdough Slim, Stephanie Davis, and Rosalie Sorrells as well. But here's Tom Russell, Who's Going to Build Your Wall?
My door. giant scheme of dirty jobs. And who's gonna build your wall? Who's gonna build your wall, boy? Who's gonna mow your lawn? Who's gonna cook your Mexican food when your Mexican maid is gone? Who's gonna wax the floors tonight down at the local mall? Who's gonna wash your baby's face? Who's gonna build your lawn? We got fundamentalist Muslims. We got fundamentalist Jews. We got fundamentalist Christians. They'll blow the whole thing up for you. But as I travel around this big old world, there's one thing that I most fear. It's a white man in a golf shirt with a cell phone in his ear. They caught and they brought him back, and they laid him down on the jailhouse ground with an iron chain around his neck. O'Reilly's daughter got the message that her father was gonna hang. She rode by night, rode by morning, with gold and silver in her hand. When the judge saw Riley's daughter, well, his old eyes deepened in his head, saying, "Gold will never free your father. The price, my dear, is you instead." "Well, I'm as good as dead," cried Riley, "and it's only you that he does crave. And my skin would surely crawl if he touches you at all. Get on your horse and ride away. Oh, father, you will surely die if I don't take the chance and try and pay the price and not take your advice. For that reason, I'll have to stay." Shadows shook the evening. In the night, a hound dog bayed. In the night, the grounds were groaning. In the night, the price was paid. The next morning, she had awoken to find that the judge had never spoken. She saw that hanging branch a-bending. She saw her father's body broken. These be seven curses on a judge so cruel. That one doctor will not save him. That two healers will not heal him. That three eyes will not see him. Four ears will not hear him. Five walls will not hide him. That six diggers will not bury him. And that seven deaths shall never kill him.
Halloween theme, that one, Bob Dylan song there, Seven Curses, sung by Tom Russell from his album Indians, Cowboys, Horses, Thieves, Seven Curses, yeah, good stuff. Before that, Tom's brand new song, Who's Gonna Build Your Wall, from his Immigrant Suite 5-song EP that's going to be introduced to the Vancouver market next Saturday, the 4th of November at the Capilano College Theatre. Tom Russell with the Cowboy Train. Pulling into town next weekend. Well, it's about time for me to get out of here. I'm going to leave you with a song from Fraser Union. It's one of the ones collected by Phil Thomas around the mining camps of BC in the, well, the 50s and 60s. This one is it's got lots of versions all across the English-speaking world, wherever the navvies were working their trade in and the miners. This is Drilly Terrier's Drill. It's from the new Fraser Union CD, This Old World, and they're going to be part of the Phil Thomas tribute on the 12th of November at the St. James Hall. More information about all the Rogue Folk Club concerts is on www.roguefolk.bc.ca. Hope you've enjoyed the show. Don't forget to tune into the Rogue podcast on the www.roguefolk.bc.ca, and there's a podcast of this show. And tomorrow morning, 7 o'clock, I'm going to be on CBC North by Northwest, so tune in for that. It's a chance to get some tickets for free tickets, win tickets on CBC tomorrow with that. And I'll leave you with them with Fraser Union. Thanks for listening. Hope you've enjoyed the show. Happy Halloween, everybody. Fraser Union.
Every morning at 7 o'clock, you see a gang of terriers working on the rock, and the boss comes around and he says, "Keep still, come down heavy on the cast iron drill.
Drill ye terriers, drill ye terriers, drill, for you work all day without sugar in your tea when you're working on the CB railway. Drill ye terriers, drill."
Now the boss's name was Pat McGann. By God, he was a damn mean man. Last week, a premature blast went off, and a mile in the air went Big Jim Goff.
Drill ye terriers, drill ye terriers, drill, for you work all day without sugar in your tea when you're working on the CP railway. Drill ye terriers, drill.
Now when we went to tell Jim's wife how poor old Jim had lost his life, says she, "We'll take him into town," says we, "but Jim ain't yet come down."
Drill ye terriers, drill ye terriers, drill, for
you work all day without sugar in your tay when you're working on the CP Railway. Drill ye terriers, drill.
The very next day, we heard a cry. Saw Big Jim falling from the sky. He landed on a big rock dump, says he, well, that's a darned hard bump.
Drill ye terriers, drill. Drill ye terriers, drill. For you work all day without sugar in your tay when you're working on the CP Railway. Drill ye terriers, drill.
Well, when last payday came around, Jim Goff a dollar short was found. When he asked what for, came this reply. You docked full the time you were up in the sky.
Drill ye terriers, drill. Terriers drill, for you work all day without sugar in your tea when you're working on the CP Rail.